Pakistan just borrowed 1.75 billion yuan at 2.5% through China's onshore capital market, becoming the first frontier sovereign to tap the Panda bond corridor at investment-grade pricing. Finance Minister Mohammad Aurangzeb flew to Beijing for the launch. That in-person attendance was not routine. It signaled that Islamabad sees this as the opening of a new funding corridor. The mechanics are straightforward. Pakistan priced a three-year Panda bond, debt denominated in Chinese yuan, and settled through CIPS, China's cross-border interbank payment system, with custody at China Clear, China's central securities depository. AIIB and ADB guarantees backstopped the structure, which explains why a frontier sovereign under active IMF constraints cleared the Chinese onshore market at a rate most investment-grade corporates would accept. Kazakhstan followed within days with its own 3.4 billion yuan debut Panda bond issuance. Deutsche Bank, the number one foreign bank in NAFMII registered Panda bond underwriting year to date in 2026, is deepening its underwriting franchise in this corridor simultaneously. For a family office allocator with emerging market fixed income exposure, your FX hedging assumptions need scrutiny now. Yuan-settled sovereign paper requires different instruments than dollar-settled paper. And if Pakistan is the first of several frontier issuers, your custodian's ability to hold yuan-settled bonds and your treasury team's access to CNY hedging instruments become operational questions within 12 to 18 months. For a real-world asset tokenization platform builder, the Belt and Road Sovereign Debt Corridor is a live use case today, and the question is not whether this market exists, but whether your architecture can bridge CIPS settlement and connect to China Clear. Because if your platform settles through Euroclear and prices in dollars, you are building for a market that excludes this entire corridor. For a treasury officer at a frontier sovereign or a sovereign wealth fund with emerging market mandates, the Pakistan deal is now a pricing benchmark that justifies modeling the Panda bond market as an alternative to dollar-denominated issuance if your country has Belt and Road relationships and access to AIIB or ADB guarantee structures. Watch which frontier sovereign issues the second Panda bond after Kazakhstan and how quickly. Because if a third deal closes within 6 months of Pakistan's May 14th issuance, this becomes a structural pipeline, not opportunistic trades.